voice note on. So, first, I would say the biggest piece of advice I could give is find your USP, your unique selling point, because it is a competitive market. And ultimately, for the school, the top schools, you really want to put yourself out there and differentiate yourself. So why should a school hire you? What makes you different from the other 100 applicants? So if you can dig deep and find something, a skill, something you can offer the school that potentially not everybody has. For example, in my own case, my USP is I am a trainee sign language interpreter and I'm fluent in sign language. So that was something that I was able to offer my school by running a sign language club after school. And there's talk about bringing it into GCSE. So that set me apart from the other applicants, for example. The second thing would be, more generally speaking, not even just for teaching, but in general, when you're sending out your CVs, applying for teaching jobs, try and make it personalized and specialized to that school that you're applying to. And what I mean by that is, don't send out a general CV to 100 schools, because it's pretty obvious and it shows that you maybe haven't took as much time to really look at what they're looking for and what's specific to that context. So it doesn't mean rewriting your CV all over again, but just making it clear that you have read the job description and what that school is all about, essentially, and that will put you in great stead for a job. And the third one is, don't take for granted the power of networking. And what I mean by that is, for my placement, for the primary school placement, I went to a deaf primary school, and it was pretty impactful that just after being there 1 week, the principal had offered me a job on LinkedIn about approximately 1 month after. So that just goes to show you the power of networking and the presence and impact that you can have in such a short space of time. So something, even if it's a day or 2 days, you can make a pretty massive impression and it could secure you a job. So that's my three pieces of advice. Good luck and all the best.